Good morning. Welcome to our little press conference. It's been a long time since I've had the pleasure of talking to the press. But going backwards, last year was a great year. We won the championship. We won the final. We won the beginning. But now the press has been pretty rough on me. They want to know what we're going to do next. They want to know what trick the Wildcats have. But we're going to have a great year next year. We're very lucky to have the Wildcats, as far as I'm concerned. But it's going to make a big difference. We've been working very, very hard to make sure that this year is the best year we've ever had. But rather than me talk idle, I'll let Nick tell you the story. Nick.
I'm going to speak to DeAndre first.
DeAndre, I'll take questions first, guys, and then people will answer any further questions you have, so go ahead.
DeAndre, what do you know about WA and Perth Wildcats so far?
I know it's a great team with a great fan base and won in 6 championships, and hopefully we can make it another one and repeat. And I'm just excited to be here and just get started.
You know you've got pretty big shoes to fill. Do you know much about James Ennis and what he achieved here last year for the Wildcats personally?
I mean, all I can I saw what he'd done when he was here, but all I can do is be myself and try to be better. And like I said, I'm happy to be here and ready to get to work, and I can't wait to get started.
Can you tell us how it came about, the decision that Wildcats approached you and throughout the weeks leading to you signing with the Wildcats?
Say that again.
Can you just tell us how the signing came about?
Well, just sitting down with my agent, we felt like this would be the best place, and I feel like this is the best place I can get better and develop myself. And become a better basketball player and a better person.
Why did you want to take just being drafted? Some say risky move, but others, a great move for yourself to progress your development. Did you have to weigh that up and staying in America or coming out? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, just sitting down with the Raptors GM and just trying to figure out what would be the best situation for me. And like I said, we felt like this would be the best situation for me here at Perth. And I'm excited to be here.
For those who haven't seen you play, DeAndre, what can you tell the fans? What will you bring to this team?
I mean, a guy that's willing to do anything the coaching staff, whatever they ask him to do. And just a guy that loves to win, no matter what and no matter how we win, just wants to win and wants to win national championships.
What are the main aspects of your game that you feel that you can improve on, that you'd like to work on this season?
Just work on everything in my game, making my shot more consistent, playing a 3 a lot more and getting better with that position, and just also focused on getting a lot stronger and gaining weight.
Is that going to be one of your main focuses, playing the 3, because you spent a lot of time with the 4?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time at the 4 playing at UConn, but I look at myself as a basketball player. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to go out there and do it and give it 100%.
Did you have other options in Europe or staying in America or anything like that?
Say that again.
Sorry. Did you have other options in terms of where you might end up? Could you go to Europe or anywhere else?
I mean, I really didn't look nowhere else. This is the first place, and then me and my agent said this is the place that I want to be, and we never looked nowhere else.
What about playing, coming from UConn and winning the championship there?
That
must put you in good stead for a team like the Wildcats coming off a championship
themselves. Yeah, just coming off a national championship at UConn, it's still unreal. And I feel like it still hasn't hit me to this day. But now I'm happy to be here in my next chapter in my life. And definitely want to repeat here and win another championship.
What type of player are you?
Are
you going to be out there dunking, being a bit flashy, or just explain
what
the fans need to
say something? Just a guy doing it all, dunking. I mean, I love dunking, getting the crowd involved, and I know that the Perth Wildcats have the best fans, the Red Armies have the best fans out here in Australia, so I'm happy to come out there and get a dunk and get the crowd going.
He's responsible to make sure I get a championship. that's a must. And we will get a championship with his help.
we will get a championship.
DeAndre, what do you know about Western Australia, Australia?
Say that again.
What do you know about Western Australia? Beaches, the outback.
I heard a little bit of stuff. Definitely heard about the beaches, and a lot of people told me to stay away because of all the sharks. But
sharks on land as well as in the ocean.
Yeah, but I'm just happy to be here, and it's a great, wonderful place, and everybody's nice here, and it's a nice place, so I'm very happy.
Nick, can you tell us a bit about how the signing came about?
Sorry. Yes, so head coach Trevor and I went to Orlando, and then we went to Vegas. We knew, and we do know now, that we really can't compete with the veteran talent that we're fighting with Europe and Asia for. So our focus was second-round draft picks, like we did last year. We had the luxury of seeing James play in both camps, and he had improved tremendously. His step back jump shot, his 3-point shooting, his maturity, his body, they were great improvements on last year, and it was widely discussed by most of the NBA clubs. So by the time we reached Vegas, we got to see Dre play, and quite excited with the way he played. And for us, it was a match of needs, and Toronto had signed him. We weren't sure if he was going to make the 15, and when they decided that he wasn't, they identified two or three things that he needed to improve. He needs to get stronger, he needs to build his body up. He needs to play the three, which we're looking for. We're looking for wings, so it was a perfect fit for us. And then the Raptors management spoke to us and suggested that Dre spent the year with us, and it was quite a simple, easy conversation in getting the contracts set up, and we're glad to have him here. Whilst he's here, yes, we want him to help us win and win the championship, but our responsibility to Dre is to make him stronger and make him ready for pro basketball, and we want him, like James, go back and play in the NBA next year.
Trevor and the players and stuff about DeAndre as a player and what he brings to the team. From a front office point of view, how important is he as a marketing tool for the Wildcats?
Well, very important. You know, we hire on character first, and we looked at 20 players. And there were some players who were very good and affordable but didn't fit our character matrix. And Dre fits it. We love the fact who he is and what he stands for. One of the things I noticed when we were in Vegas was he just finished a game and, he grabbed a kid, put him on court and, shook hands with him and did a little promotion for organ donation. And those little things mean a lot to us. You see that in pro athletes. You go, that's the kind of guy we want to play for us. So that took my interest when I saw him in Vegas, and it certainly helped having him here.
We talk about the so-called pressure on someone like maybe DeAndre to back up what James Ennis did. Mm-hmm. What about from the management point of view to find a player match it or better what James did last year?
Look, everyone's different. Just like your kids, your players are different. You don't want two players to be the same. In our business, we talk about strengths and weaknesses a lot, on and off the court. We say, let's maximize your strengths, minimize your weaknesses. We do the opposite for the opposition, but if you work for us, so we know his strengths, we're going to spend the rest of the year making him better and stronger and working and maximizing his strengths, minimize his weaknesses, and make him ready for the NBA. But no, he's not James. We don't want him to be James. We want him to be Dre. And we want Dre to give us what he's good at. He had an outstanding season at UConn. Got better as they got into the playoffs. Had massive, massive blocks. Won the championship. So he's a winner as well. And we like winners over here, so it's great to have him.
Come on, you have more questions, I'm sure.
DeAndre, any names you should know about
before you draft? Yeah, Dre, D, whatever works. It doesn't really matter to me.
Tell us a bit more about yourself, just personally, your interests, your hobbies.
Say my hobbies, things that people that don't know. I try to play the guitar a little bit, try to learn the guitar. It's the thing I wanted to do. But I'm kind of like a laid-back guy, just relax, just like to watch movies and play the Xbox, pretty much.
Have you met your teammates? Yeah, are you looking forward to spending a bit of time
with them? Yes, I have met them. We did weights earlier today, so excited to get out here on the court with them.
I'll present the singlet for him.
Thank you.